This is episode 1042. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you today? I hope you're doing great. I want to let you know that what you're doing for yourself is full of goodness. In fact, there's really not a lot of other things you could do for yourself that are going to benefit you the same way as does meditation. Well, I want to let you know that in today's episode, we continue with our breathing technique workshop. This entire week, we're exploring a different breathing technique, and I hope you're enjoying these. I try to share techniques that you can do easily, that you don't have to think back and try to remember what was the count to that breathing technique or what was the affirmation, because then you're not likely to do the technique. And I want you to do these techniques not only when you're seated meditating, but throughout your day, because that's when you're likely to experience your best results. It's when you are right smack in the busiest part of your day using these techniques to help manage your response to stress. And of course, these techniques work wonders at helping you transition from whatever you were doing before you sit down to meditate into a place where you can experience stillness. So use these techniques throughout your day as well as when you're seated meditating. Well, I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day here on the podcast. And the techniques aren't random. They are always customized around a weekly theme that we explore in depth. That way you get results. When you focus on something for an entire week, day in, day out, focusing, experimenting with different techniques, you're going to experience some benefits as well as improve some area of your life. So that's why I like to do targeted techniques. Now, for this week's breathing technique series, it's more of a workshop where we're experimenting with different techniques. And today's technique is one you may be familiar with, especially if you do yoga. So I'm going to take you through a very popular ancient technique. I always like to do ancient techniques because if they've been around for millennia, thousands of years, I think there's probably something to it, to where they're working. So the technique I want to share with you is called Nadi Shodhana, and this is the alternate breathing technique. Now, it's a pretty easy technique to do, but what trips some people up, including myself, is which fingers to be using as you do this technique, because you use your hands with this technique. You breathe through the different nostrils. So you alternate your breathing. You plug one nostril and inhale through the other one, and then you unplug that nostril and exhale through that nostril, and then inhale through it. And you alternate your breathing techniques like this, using your fingers to close off your nostrils. So this is a technique that is very beneficial, and what it's known to do is to help you balance your two hemispheres of your brain. So you could do this breathing technique when you wake up in the morning to help you feel more grounded, more balanced, more centered and focused. And you could also do it when you drift off to sleep so that you feel nice and relaxed. And this is a breathing technique that benefits you physically, mentally, and emotionally. So this is a pretty good technique. I would take note of this technique and try to remember to do it when you need a little extra support. So I also want to share with you an interesting tidbit that you might not know about. Well, I found out that about 85% of humans only breathe out of one nostril at a time. And what happens is this seems to take place in a cyclical fashion, where about every 4 hours or so, this switch takes place between breathing through one of your nostrils. And this was first noticed way back in 1895. It was actually a German nose specialist named Richard Kaiser. And he realized that how this was taking place is because within our noses and our nostrils, we have tissues. And these tissues swell up alternating in nostrils. So for example, the tissues in your right nostril will be swelled, and then in your other nostril, your left nostril, they'll be shrinking. And that allows that nostril to be open up so that you can breathe. And so this goes on throughout our day. And it's even more fascinating that depending on which nostril you're predominantly breathing out of at any given moment, this affects your body and brain. And by the way, I'm finding this information on Today I Found Out, Feed Your Brain. So I'm reading from you an excerpt from a post they have there. And what happens is, when you breathe through your right nostril, this significantly increases your blood glucose levels. And when you're breathing through your left nostril, the opposite effect takes place. So it's speculated that this abnormal nasal cycle, such as breathing through your right nostril for many years without a switch, could contribute to certain diseases such as diabetes. And they also discovered in another study in 1993, that when you breathe through your right nostril, you will use significantly more oxygen than when breathing through your left nostril. And that when you're breathing through your left nostril, the right hemisphere of your brain will be more active or dominant, and vice versa when you're breathing through your other nostril. So this is something kind of interesting when you consider the power of your breath and how oxygen is absolutely vital to our survival. It's the first thing we do when we're born. We take a deep breath, and the last thing we do just before we die as we exhale. So this could be something interesting you could experiment with. Well, I actually did experiment this week, and what I found, and there's research to back this up, that when you're laying down on one side or the other, after about 15 minutes or so, the nostrils on that side begin to swell up and the other side decreases. So when you're lying, for example, on your left side, your right nostril will open up and your left nostril will close up. So you might have a little fun and experiment with that on your own. In fact, they say that if you have a tendency to sleep on your side, usually you will toss from side to side throughout the night because you'll need to breathe as your nostril swells up and you need to switch over and start breathing on the other side. So this is some interesting research that's kind of fun to learn about as you do the alternate breathing technique. Well, on to this fascinating technique, and let's do a little trick so that you don't have trouble getting your fingers mixed up as you do this technique. The technique is so simple. You're literally going to close off one nostril, breathe through the other nostril, and then open up the closed nostril, exhale through it, and then breathe through it, and alternate your breath using your nostrils. That's all there is to this breath. But with your hands, you use your fingers in a certain way. Now, if you need to do this technique, just do this technique. Don't worry about how your hands are supposed to be positioned. Because remember, it's always the intention. The moment you set the intention that you want to be calm or focused or energized, you already create changes in your body, your mindset. So if you can layer on a breathing technique, regardless of how you're doing that technique, that is going to benefit you even more. So whenever you do a breathing technique, don't worry so much about how you're supposed to do it. Just do it. Experiment with your breath. But for the proper procedure in doing this alternate breathing technique, here's how it goes. I think the easiest way to remember how to position your hands is if you make the peace sign with your right hand. Use your right hand. You can just lay your left hand in your lap. And so what you do is you're going to place your right thumb on your right nostril. And don't close it off yet or anything. Just place it right there on your right nostril. So your right thumb is on your right nostril. Your middle, or rather your ring finger and your little finger are on your left nostril. And then your index finger and your middle finger, the two fingers you were holding up when you were making the peace sign, just kind of stretch a little bit upward, not in a forced way. So this is how you position your hands. You're going to close off your right nostril with your right thumb. You're going to close off your left nostril with your little finger and your ring finger there on your right hand. So that's it. So let me guide you through one round of this, and then you take it from there. So as you're sitting up nice and straight, keeping your posture straight to keep you alert and focused. Now, gently press closed your right nostril using your thumb and inhale your breath upward through your left nostril, rolling your breath up your spine. Nicely, smoothly, evenly. And then release the right nostril and close off your left nostril with your little finger and your ring finger and exhale through your right nostril. Letting go of your full breath evenly, deeply. And when you're ready, inhale through your right nostril, bringing your breath inward and upward. And when you're ready to exhale, close off your right nostril with your right thumb and release your fingers on your left nostril. And exhale through your left nostril. When you're ready to inhale, inhale through your left nostril, rolling your breath up your spine. A nice, long, deep breath. And when you're ready to exhale, close off your left nostril and open your right nostril and exhale your full breath. Now you can take this technique and simply continue it, experimenting, alternating, breathing between your two nostrils, balancing yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically as you do so. keeping in mind to break off at some point from the technique to go into your own inner stillness as you meditate. And if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation, I share a full guided half-hour meditation every single day at my membership site. It's a subscription membership site where you receive a brand new meditation every day. And you have access to over 1,000 meditations. You can try it for 2 weeks free. And that's at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. You also get access to a private Facebook group just for other members. And you get a journal customized for the weekly theme we explore each week. So you can take your ritual a little deeper and you can receive a slowdown guide every week with all the different techniques organized nicely for you. So again, if you want to be guided or to learn more about meditation, you can head to my membership site at sipandom.com. And be sure to visit my Facebook page, my Sip and Om Facebook page, because I'm doing live trainings there. And I just did a live training answering a lot of questions, how to hold your eyes as you meditate, how to sit as you meditate, and how to meditate, and a lot of other questions there. So, as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.